The Bert Show.
Our producer, Messy Mikey here, has already told us before he detests street interviews. Like these ones that are happening on campus all the time drive you nuts.
Yeah, they're fun to watch, but I think I've decided if someone puts a microphone in your face, your best bet is to walk away.
Sure.
Because they have all the control of how it turns out, and usually you're going to look like an idiot.
That is an option, by the way, walking away.
It is.
You don't have to answer anything.
Or you could become a billionaire like the Hawk Tua girl and have your career launched into superstardom.
She's on her way to jail. That's not a good ending to the story. Yeah.
Is this a Bitcoin thing?
Sold that. The rug pull, all that Bitcoin stuff.
The Bitcoin thing is on her, but everything else, I mean, she could have ridden that podcast to the bank.
Ah, no, you can't. No, you can't. That was going to last 3 months. Whatever. Listen, so these street interviews, they're very good. I love watching them, but it's just so hard to get away with being interviewed. So me and my girlfriend were at this bar, and I don't want to say who it is, but it's a local Atlanta celebrity. And he came up, and me and her discovered him one day, thought he was so funny. And so whenever he walked up, she became completely starstruck.
This is an influencer.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of.
Would we know if celebrity is quote unquote these days? Would it be somebody that we would know in like a movie or a TV show or online?
No, you guys would know him. Most normal people would not know this guy.
Okay.
So I'll tell you guys off air. But so he came up and we just know him from one bizarre thing that he did. Nobody knows about it, but the level of starstruck that she got was way, way blown out of proportion. Like, I don't know if he's ever been approached like this. Like, her glasses fell off her head. She was like, oh my gosh, it's him. And
for some people, it's like if Harry Styles walked up to them.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think he got a kick out of that. He walked away. He came back probably 10 minutes later, this time with a microphone. And my girlfriend, one thing about her, she is as scared as a microphone may as well be a knife. Like, she is so scared of microphones. So he puts it in her face. She asks, can I hear the questions first? He says, no. She's sitting too far away from me for me to be able to hear what's going on. But it seems like it's going good. I just, like, took a picture of them. It seemed funny. After she got done, though, she was like, yeah, I'm not sure how that went. She couldn't tell how it went. I heard one of her answers, and it was he asked some question about The Rock, and she said, oh, funny story about The Rock. When I was a kid, I always thought that the president was The Rock Obama.
That's a bless your heart moment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, it turns out that is gold for what this guy was doing.
What was he doing? What was the subject matter?
So we thought that this was just something in the past. About a week later, she just decides, why not just look up, like maybe see if he posted the clip. He posted the clip, and it is called blank blank interviews dumb drunk girls.
Oh no. She's one of the dumb drunk girls.
She's one of the dumb drunk girls.
I know.
Keep in mind, she had two sips of beer at this point.
Oh no. So,
this is why they say never meet your hero.
Exactly.
I don't know what's worse, being called a dumb drunk girl or a dumb sober girl.
Yeah, I know. It's she should probably say that she was drunk.
Yeah, the key word is dumb here. is there some kind of badge of honor that she loved this guy so much and now she's part of his content?
I don't know. It put a bit of a bad taste in her mouth, but still, the guy's he's a legend. You can't be mad at this guy. But we actually listened to the interview, and it turns out every question that he was asking was like a complete fake question. Like, how do you feel about us getting rid of cash by 2026? And the Rock question was, how do you feel about The Rock running for mayor of Hollywood?
Oh, so he's just baiting her with made up headlines.
Now, she claimed she knew that he was like that they were fake questions, but she was trying to play along. I guess you can't even play along because you're still getting into trouble. You just sound dumb.
I mean, there's the lesson to be learned, right? There are a lot of those things that you see. Most of them, they are answering a question differently than they are being used in the content.
Jimmy
Kimmel, I think, is famous for this.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So
yeah.
Be careful with any street interview.
Absolutely.
Because it's not going to go well.
The Bert Show.